Well, sir, Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook, have just this moment arrived home from the office and Tatman's vacant lot, respectively, as we join them in the living room of the small house halfway up on the next block now. The gentlemen are removing their coats and contemplating Sade, who is holding forth with considerable heat. Listen.
I didn't like it one little teeny tiny bit.
Tell him so?
No, I never. You appreciate how I am around Fred Stembottom. Tongue-tied. It makes me so mad I could holler, but I'm tongue-tied. I guess I've learned to realize talking back at him isn't any good. He's so stubborn and bullheaded about stuff.
If he bullied you, if he was abusive, I'll drop over to his residence and pace him up so hard upside
the snow. Oh, of course he wasn't abusive. Just the opposite. He was all axle grease and peach butter. But the nerve of the man.
Hey, Joe, take my overcoat, too.
Okay.
And hang it on the hook by the doof on the end of the collar. Don't just throw it at the hall tree like you did the other day.
Okay.
Tell Papa all about nasty old Fred Stembottom.
Well, he telephoned about half an hour ago.
Monster. I'll thrash him within an inch of his life. I'll chase him and subdue him. I'll teach him that he cannot telephone my
wife.
May
I talk, please?
Sure.
Save your funny jokes and comical talky-talk till I get through.
By George, I'll do it.
Bluetooth Johnson attempt to get in touch with me, Mom?
No.
I'm astonished. Bluetooth looked me right in the eye and said he was going to make a special effort to get in touch with me around this time of the
Bluetooth
afternoon.
Bluetooth never attempted to get in touch with you. Nobody attempted to get in touch with you. Now, will you please give me a chance to tell Gov something?
Certainly.
Red dictated to me what I'm to buy him and Ruthie for Christmas.
Who?
How you like that for nerve?
Outrageous. Fred Stembottom is a beast in human form. Why, I quiver with indignation. Sadie, I'm a meek man. I don't go looking for trouble. But I'm a coiled-up rattlesnake, an open powder keg, and a stick of dynamite all at one and the same time.
You refuse
passes
to let me tell.
Tell, tell! Tell.
May I, please?
Yeah.
Fred said over the phone like this, he says. Sadie, I expect you've been wearing your brains down to a nubbin wondering what to get Ruthie and I for Christmas. Isn't that right? Ha, ha, ha. Isn't that right? Ha, ha, ha. You know how he does.
Heavy-handed in the humorous department, eh?
I didn't say much. Just waited for him to reveal what he had up his sleeve.
Uh-huh.
We're to buy him an automobile tire for Christmas.
Say, that reminds me.
Yes?
Nothing.
We're to buy him an automobile tire for Christmas.
Hey.
Not only that, but we're to give him the money for the automobile tire, and he's going to buy the automobile tire.
Fred is egregious.
Is what?
Oh, some big word or other.
I'll say he's some big word or other. All this behind Ruthie's back. She doesn't know he called. This is his own stunt. And Ruthie loves Christmas so. Loves the fun and surprises and tinsel and gay little nonsense and all this and that a person has at Christmas time. Fred had cheated her out of all that.
May I call Vernon Peggles on the telephone?
No. Yeah. Fred to cheat her out of that, clean as a whistle.
What is Fred's basic idea?
Well, he went ahead to explain the ins and outs, all slippery and smooth. He said like this, he said, we've decided to cut out the trinkets and knickknacks and junk this year, Sadie, he said. We've decided to put Christmas presents on a sensible foundation. We want to receive things we can use. Ruthie and I have talked it over, and what we can use most of all is automobile tires. I'm giving Ruthie an automobile tire for Christmas, and she's giving me an automobile tire for Christmas.
For Pete's sake.
Ruthie and I talked it over. I bet Ruthie and I talked it over. That's Fred and all Fred and nobody else but Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went along to say, you and Vic give us a dandy present every year and probably intend to again this year. Probably you've been wearing your brains down to a nubbin trying to think of something appropriate. Well, I thought it'd help you out. Ha, ha, ha. Thought I'd help you out.
Fred is heavy-handed in the humorous department.
Yes. Well, here's the long and short of it. He wants to have 5 tires. 4 and a spare. All right. He's given Ruthie one. She's given him one. There's 2. Down at the foundry, all employees receive a nice Christmas gift. Fred's put a bug in the boss's ear. He'd like an automobile tire. There's 3. He's also put a bug in his brother in Oklahoma's ear. 4.
And we're number 5.
We're number 5.
Ruthie's ignorant of all this?
I'd bet the last penny I had in the world on it.
You people probably don't know this, and I'll tip you off in advance. It's fascinating information. Smelly Clark's
uncle... I asked Fred, and he beat around the bush. Fred, I said, does Ruthie know you're telephoning me? May he change the subject? Make you send your undershirt to Detroit, Michigan, parcel post?
Of course it would solve the problem.
Solve what problem?
Well, every year you chew and choke and shudder over what to get the stem bottoms for Christmas. A couple of times you ended up with sick headaches. Here's an easy out.
Oh, easy out.
Well, I'd call it an easy out.
Easy out that's airtight, waterlogged, and foolproof.
Sure. They need automobile tires, and they want automobile tires. This afternoon, Fred even went so far as to demand automobile tires. Well, let's buy Ruthie a half-wit automobile tire and the heck with it. She'd be surprised and delighted.
Yeah, she'd be surprised and delighted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another thing. Fred said like this. He said, in the past, you girls have been made miserable and sick because one family gives a present that costs more than the other's family's present. It's been a matter of jockeying back and forth, trying to pry information from each other about how much money we plan on spending. And this way, it's all cut and dry. You tell me how much you pay for the automobile tire, and Ruthie and I, knowing to the penny what you spent, can go ahead and duplicate that sum, buying whatever we select for you.
At least that's common sense.
Oh, common sense. They got to be ashamed.
Well, it's the truth. Every year you worry and fret for weeks about how much the stem bottoms are going to spend on you. Will they buy something that costs $5? Will they buy something that costs $10? Oh, my stars, what if they bought something that costs $20?
Oh, I never said any such a crazy thing.
Every Christmas of your life.
I never said any such a crazy thing.
How about it, Marie?
Well, sir, I'm glad you asked that question. Here's the answer. I can very definitely recall...
Oh, bosh, bosh, bosh.
Okay.
What do tires cost, by the way?
Gosh, I haven't the slightest idea.
You know, Rush?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Down in the junkyard, you can pick up a good second-hand tire.
I'm not talking about second-hand tires.
Talking about new tires?
Of course.
Brand new tires, huh?
Yes.
Well, sir, now that depends. Tires vary in price.
I suppose they did, foolish.
Vary anywhere from $2 to $150.
That's not right, is it?
I'm frankly skeptical.
Automobile tires will vary anywhere from $2 to $150.
A piece?
Certainly.
$2 tire must be rather a shabby tire. $150 tire must be something pretty special.
Naturally.
If I were you, George, I'd carefully write down all my knowledge of automobile tires on a piece of clean white paper, and then take my piece of clean white paper and throw it in the garbage bucket.
Okay.
Maybe $10, $15,
$20,
huh?
I imagine.
Oh, and Fred made a big to-do about how happy Ruthie'd be.
Were we getting a tire for Christmas?
Yes. He said like this. He said, having five tires for the car, four and a spare, has been a dream of Ruthie's and mine for a long, long time. It's gotten to be almost a craving with Ruthie. Ruthie hates that automobile. Darn thing must be 20 years old anyway. She don't like being around it or sitting in it or riding in it or taking people out in it or anything else. She's told me that. She's afraid of the way Fred drives and wishes they never even owned a car. And it nickels and dimes them to death. Quarter for this gadget, 15 cents for that gadget. The oil's got to be changed. The handle on the door has to be fixed. We need new spark plugs.
Mm.
It's gotten to be almost a craving with Ruth.
Mm.
Oh, and Fred said other stuff. A mist comes over Ruthie's eyes when she thinks of owning four tires and a spare, Sadie. The thought of such a thing is so beautiful it makes her cry.
Fred waxes poetic.
Oh, Fred is a nitwit. He ought to know me better than to think I'd be taken in by any such silliness as that.
Mm.
But I'm tongue-tied. I can't talk back at him.
Mm.
Mom, I've been wondering if you'd let me...
I'm tongue-tied. I stand there and let him tell me crazy chunk.
Mm.
Mom, I've been wondering if
what?
You...
What?
I say I've been wondering
you
if you'd let...
You have to go to the grocery store.
Okay.
Several items we need.
Okay. May I telephone Vernon Peggles?
No.
Seems very strange
it's
to
possible.
Me that...
They may call up and want to play 500 tonight.
Is it?
Yes, and if we get together, this business has to be strictly avoided.
Okay.
Fred will probably wink and grin and make signs, but don't you let on even a little bit.
Okay.
Poor Ruthie.
Mm.
Gets the dirty end of the stick.
Mm.
He'd cheat her out of the fun and surprise and stuff that goes along with Christmas.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm.
I suppose I can at least take advantage of
what?
The... I say, I suppose I can at least take
Get
advantage...
Get that salt and matches.
Beg pardon?
About the salt matches from the grocery store. Ruthie loves the Christmassy part of Christmas. The tree and the ornaments and the gewgaws and knickknacks and the tissue paper bells and tinsel and trinkets. But she looks forward like a little girl to what her husband surprises her with. She looks forward like a little girl to what the foundry surprises her with. She looks forward like a little girl to what Fred's brother in Oklahoma surprised her with. And the same thing with us. She's excited and happy anticipating.
Uh-huh.
All right. Her husband gives her an automobile tire. The foundry gives her an automobile tire. Fred's brother in Oklahoma gives her an automobile tire. And what sweet little gift does she get from us?
Automobile tire.
Yes, an automobile tire.
Yeah.
Darn Fred.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the Nagy.